They're coming against the background of previously failed attempts to bring the parties to a negotiating table, but also against the background of recent successes by the government on the battlefield. And so the dynamic has changed a lot. But then that has also meant that the humanitarian situation, especially in the Tigray region, has actually gotten worse. And so the talks coming at this critical moment are timely and highly welcome.
The international community, including the United Nations Secretary General, would like a ceasefire. Do you think that is possible there at the talks?
A ceasefire is difficult, but it is not impossible. And the reason why, there is a sense that there is no military solution to this conflict. Despite the recent successes on the battlefield by the government of Prime Minister Abiy. Now, what is going to be important, if the framework is going to provide both carrots and sticks, meaning there are going to be sufficient sanctions to enforce whatever terms are going to be right, then the likelihood of a ceasefire is going to happen. But in the absence of enforcement mechanisms, then it's going to be very difficult to ensure that the parties are going to observe that ceasefire. But ceasefire, it's in the offing, and we should expect that part of the outcome of these negotiations is actually going to be a ceasefire on the ground.
What do you suggest as an enforcement mechanism? What do you think might work?
What may work is an observation mission, number one, to be able to monitor and to ensure that the parties do not return or, you know, violate the ceasefire. But secondly, there has to be provisions which do not exactly have to be made public. But there have to be provisions to be backed by powerful third-party actors with regard to potential economic and military sanctions, as well as diplomatic sanctions of those who are going to violate the ceasefire. Because previously we have seen this thing violated over and over again without any sense of accountability. So in the absence of an enforcement mechanism in the form of sanctions, diplomatic, economic, as well as military, it's going to be very difficult to see the entire process through, considering just the complexity of the conflict, not to mention that it has attracted a lot of international players, notably the country of Eritrea.
Based on information we gather, both sides, the TPLF and the Ethiopian government, have sent huge delegations to the talks in South Africa. What does this indicate?
There is a recognition on both sides that this may be one of those few avenues remaining to reach a settlement. Even though, of course, on the government side, there is a calculation that it may be having a stronger hand considering its recent success. But I think both recognize the impossibility of perhaps achieving the kind of military success that is going to ensure that they attain the objectives.
We do appreciate very much speaking with you. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.